This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In Wisconsin, there are high rates of mental illness and suicide among youth. In La Crosse County, 28% of youth are at risk for depression. But as Hope Kerwin reports, a new project is working to lower that number by turning the county into a trauma-informed community.
At Northside Elementary School in La Crosse, a group of 21 moms and their kids have dinner in the cafeteria. One of the moms here, Melissa Alvarez, says raising four kids definitely comes with daily stress. But there's another kind of stress that has stuck with her for much of her life.
My mother passed when I was pretty young, about 16. My sister was murdered a couple years later. And that brought on a lot of stress. It was like a totally different ball game for me.
She says stress from those traumatic events affected not only her mental health, but her physical health and her ability to make good decisions.
You're going off of just feeling, and it's so hard to like take a step back and like, hold on, wait a minute, let me stop feeling real quick and let me process what's going on and actually think about it.
That's what Alvarez and the other moms at Northside Elementary are here to learn more about. They watch a video on adverse childhood experiences, often called ACEs, and how that trauma can impact their lives and the lives of their kids today.
The impact is on your behavior, it's on your learning, it's on your heart, it's on your DNA. Like, how do you deal with all that stuff?
It's part of a training by Better Together, a program working to improve the mental health of youth in La Crosse County by educating the community about the impacts of trauma. The project is funded by the Medical College of Wisconsin and the Advancing a Healthier Wisconsin Endowment. The idea is to reduce the number of local high school students who report feeling sad or hopeless. Bethany Teer is the project coordinator.
What caused those poor mental health days for our youth? And then at the resiliency science level, looking at what are the best strategies in order to build the resilience, build the coping skills of those youth. And one thing that the science is telling us is that we really need to transform the lives of the adults.
Teer says it's the adults in a kid's day-to-day life who can teach them healthy coping skills and reduce their stress levels, whether they're a parent, neighbor, teacher, or staff at an after-school program. That's why Better Together is providing training for everyone. Teer says more than 1,900 people have already participated. And neighborhood social worker Deborah Dobruns says she sees a change from how local agencies used to help low-income families access resources.
I want you to think about, like, if you went to another country and you were trying to navigate their systems and you didn't understand what all the words meant or what all the things do.
Dobrin says the training has given agencies a shared language to use with families and produce new partnerships, something that's needed as funding for human services becomes more limited.
What we've needed to learn, since there is less money and more need, is how can we work collaboratively or more effectively as a system.
Dobrin says it will take more time and positive experiences for that change to trickle down to families. She's doing her part by frequently talking to parents about their mental health and how it impacts their children. Parents like Mariah Anderson, another mom at the Northside Elementary training. Anderson says these conversations have made her pay more attention to how childhood trauma has impacted her life, especially as she studies for a career in human services.
It actually was this year being in college, like, I'm like, oh my God, like, okay, so this is what depression is. Like, I've been dealing with this for 20 years, you know what I mean? And just having a name to put on those things.
Anderson wants her 8-year-old son, Rashawn, to have a different experience by talking about his mental health now. She plans to start asking him about what is causing him stress.
I know it'll be a lot different, obviously, than like what I would imagine stress to be. He's probably going to be upset about Fortnite or something, you know?
Even if it is a video game, she hopes the conversation will better prepare him to handle stress as he grows up. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.